Yivam is Perk Yud Dalad Mishnah Zayin. Shnei Achim, two brothers, Echad Cheresh ve'Echad Pikeach. One of them was deaf and one of them was not. Nisuim l'shtei Nochrius Pichos. And they were married to two women that both can hear. Meis Cheresh Bala Pikachas. The deaf brother died. Mayas Pikeach Bala Pikachas. What does the brother that's alive, that can hear, and his wife can hear, so they were married by the rice, so what does he do with this woman that fell to him to Yibum? Now, she was only married midrabanan, and his Yibum is midrabanan. In this case, though, the women were not sisters. So there's no problem of a man marrying two wives. Minatayra. So the Mishnah tells us, O cholitz, O miyabim. He can do chalitza, and he can do Yibum. Why not? Because, yes, you're going to say it's his brother's wife, midrabanan, so therefore there's a Yibum midrabanan. Meis pikeach, bala pikachas. But if the pikeach dies, the one that was married to pikachas, mayasa cheresh bala pikachas, what does the deaf brother do? Because now he's zakuk to this woman. Now in this case, he's not married midrabanan to her sister. He's married midrabanan to somebody else. So he could stay married to his current wife. Why not? It's not a sister of this woman. But Lagabe, what he has to do now to his dead brother's wife, Kones, he has to marry him midiraisa. He's a cheresh, even though normally his marriage is not midiraisa. By Yibum, the Zika is a Zika midiraisa. So he has to marry her. Ve'enu motzi liolam. And once he marries her, he cannot divorce her. Because since he's a cheresh's divorce is only midirabanan. It can only uproot a marriage that's midirabanan. But this marriage through Yibum is a marriage midiraisa, so he can never get rid of her. And chalitza he can't do either, because he's a cheresh. A cheresh can't do chalitza.